Friends, today we'll start with chapter 5, floor management. Here in this chapter, I'll be taking you through introduction to the floor management, daily team briefing, treasure hunt, floor readiness, selling, upselling and cross selling. Each category is assigned to a floor manager who leads to the floor sales executive, supervisor and also the brand promoters. Since we have gone through the HR module where there is hierarchy where the floor manager has a floor manager, a floor assistant floor manager, there is an HR person, the floor there is admin, there is head cashier, there is a stock controller, there is a warehouse in charge. So under a floor manager there would be number of floor sales executive, supervisors as well as brand promoters. So floor manager is a deputy to the store head and wears a variety of hats by attending to below operational matters. A floor manager can be called an assistant store manager as well, or a store operations manager. The different organization uses different features, different designations. So the floor manager wears a different. He wears variety of hats. He does lot of multi-task activities, which are listed below. Monitoring stock levels, escalating non-availability, conducting stock checks. So a floor manager or an assistant store manager or a department manager one of his role is to check monitoring the stock levels. So every bay or every aisle or every shelf, every section has an stock keeping capacity that has to be noted down, and the stocks have to be kept accordingly. Now once this number of there is a count of the stocks which is kept, he has to monitor if suppose I'm just giving an example, if there are 10 pieces of a particular product has to be stocked or stacked, if it's not there, if it's the stocks are not there, then he has to immediately escalate and get those stocks. So that is one of the things, escalating non-availability. Again, if there are no stocks, he has to jot it down, send a report to a buyer or a merchandiser and tell, okay, I need this stocks. He has to escalate and ensure that the stocks are there. Conducting stock checks. So he goes and checks whether one is stock availability, and second thing is in case of expensive products like a jewelry or perfumes or watches, the department manager conducts a global count where the physical count is taken, the stocks are physically counted, it's taken and the system count is generated, both are matched and it should tally. So that is also a part of the floor manager's duty. Ensuring complete readiness of floor every day before store opening time. So mostly, most probably the floor manager does an opening shift. He comes to the store, he opens the store. If the customer enters, is going to open at 11, so he comes by 10. He takes a round with the checklist. He checks whether whether closing was done properly or not. He does the opening. He ensures the guard is in place for wishing. The trolleys are in place. The baskets are in place. All lights are lit. So he performs his opening checklist. He checks back office. He performs the store readiness checklist and ensure that the store opens. The store is ready for customers at the stipulated time. Proper stacking of products as per planogram in innovative displays and POP material. So when he takes a round, he ensures that all products are stacked properly, that is as per the planogram shared by the head office of the organization. Innovative displays and POP material. Innovative display, it depends upon, most innovative display will come into food sector or food segment or in a hypermarket where they can create a heap. They can create a mountain or a heap of chocolates, something at the Castle or for the impulse buying, or if there's a promotion going on, so they might do an innovative display which is visually appealing and which helps customer or which it triggers customer to buy. So that is innovative displays. Daily morning briefing of staff, supporting and guiding them to maximize sales. So once he opens the store, he takes a round, he checks everything is pick and span, everything is in place, all things are fallen in place. So he does morning briefing of the staff. He calls, he gathers all the staff together, he shares with them the target versus achievement for the previous day as well as week to date. Like week to date is from Monday till Wednesday, what was the target, what was the achievement. So that is WTD, which is called week to date sales, target versus sales. He briefs them with MTD figures, which is month to date. So what was the monthly target? What was the achievement? What are the parameters? How the store has been performing? How the sales are happening? Whether the sales are happening or not? So he tells them and he supports them and guides them to maximize sales. So in case again staff who's not performing, maybe his performance is discussed in that, you know, there are 10 staff, so out of which one has not performed. So probably he'll take his name and say that okay, he needs to improve on so and so parameters, he needs to increase his selling capacity. So that is also been discussed. Ensuring customer satisfaction. So if there is an offer change, if there is a new promotion or there is an offer which has started, so he'll share that communication with the team and he'll ensure that when a customer comes, everybody pitches that offers to the customer. The customer accepts the offer, they takes the offer, avails the offer. He goes to the cash tail. When he goes to cash tail for the billing purpose, the offer is scanned, it's billed, and the customer goes with a greater customer delight and a satisfaction. So he ensures that once this entire cycle is completed, the customer leaves with the satisfaction, with a happy when he ensures that the customer leaves with proper satisfaction. Floor managers take care of issues, resolve discrepancies to create good shopping experience for customers. So in case if there are two staff and one opening shift staff has not come and he has not done the replenishment of stocks from the back store to the front end. So if there are two persons there are two staffs involved, one is performing and one is not performing, while taking his walk, he checks if there is any discrepancy or if there is an issue between staff. He ensures the display is done, both staff they do the handshake and they are working towards the common goal of achieving the sales. As a leader, floor manager sets tone for the day by engaging sales staff. So moment the team briefing happens, if somebody has done a very well in previous year or previous week, he or she gets motivated, he or she gets a pat on the back, you know, his efforts are appreciated and the motivation happens. And this is normally done by engaging staff, taking their feedback, asking them what is selling, what is not selling, what is selling is, what is fast selling, if it's selling fast, what are the reasons why it is selling fast. If certain products are not moving well, he takes the feedback from the staff, asking them why this particular product is not moving, what are the customer feedbacks, why are customers not buying. So he engages a lot of staff in this team briefing and tries to get as much as information from them so that it can help. If certain stocks are not moving, then he can stop ordering those stocks. So all this valuable feedback he gets the valuable feedback by engaging the staff in a store briefing. Staff is aligned to the store or department goals to give his or her best every single day. For example, I'll just give in case if there is a Diwali, there is a target of 1 crore for the store. Now out of 1 crore, the men's department is supposed to contribute 25 lakhs, ladies ethnic or ladies department is supposed to do 25 lakhs, kids section is supposed to do 25 lakhs and food segment has to do 25 lakhs. Now this, I'm just dividing, just an example for an instance, I'm dividing 1 crore into four parts which is equally divided. So this target has to be communicated to the team member. The floor manager will align this target to the team leader, the team leader will align to the sales staff. So this is how the numbers are aligned, the goals of the store are aligned, and the team is kept updated what, how much they have achieved and how they are performing and how they are faring well. Daily team briefing, morning huddle is done by floor manager as below. Previous the achievement versus the set targets. So normally the announcement, the team briefing starts with a huddle, morning huddle, which is done by the floor manager himself. So before the briefing start, he has to take a generator report or he has to update the board, the productivity board, which is kept in the back office or it is kept in the staff recreation room. So he updates that board, he takes a printout, the report is ready with him. He has to have the numbers of previous day target versus achievement plus on how they are doing week on week, what was the weekly target versus what they have achieved and how they are faring. So these figures has to be, the report has to be generated well before the briefing starts. Month till date, achievement versus month target and asking rate. So once this report is generated, he shares with the team how the store has performed weekly, what was the weekly target, how they have done, if whether they have done 80%, 90%. So he shares the figure with them. In case if there is a lag or is if there is the store is not able to perform weekly targets, what is the gap, what is the amount which they need to put extra efforts and cover. So he will share that plan as well. Target for the day and other planned initiatives. So he will share target for the day, for that specific day. So if he is doing a briefing on Wednesday, so he will share the target for that day. And if there is a backlog, he needs to ensure that the team knows that also. Plus, if is there any offer or promotion starting, he will start what are the plan initiative, how they are going to achieve those numbers, has to be discussed there and there at the team briefing itself. Idea to push sales if asking rate is high. So in case if the store is not able to achieve their weekly targets, since it's just an example, it's a Wednesday and store has not been able to achieve their targets, daily targets from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So if the asking rate is high, the deficit is high, then he needs to share ideas and plans and how they are going to achieve that deficit and the daily target as well. NOB and ABV and measure to increase the same. So NOB and ABV, AB is average bill value size. Once you start increase the average bill value, and average bill value is the value number of average of the amount of the bills which a store generates daily. So it's an average bill value which needs to be increased. Since the deficit is high, they need to make the bill value higher. Brief of schemes and promotions running in department. So he'll brief the entire team from men's, from ladies, western or food segment or electronic segment with what various promotion and schemes are going on, so that can help the store selling team to achieve numbers, and if there's a deficit, to clear the deficit. Appreciation of employees for specific achievement. So in case if there is a promotion of in running in the men's department, that they are supposed to sell 25 denims, and if one specific staff has achieved by himself or the entire team has achieved the appreciation, there will be a motivation, appreciation, there will be a round of applause, there will be clapping for the whole team. So appreciation will help motivating staff, and once the staff is motivated, which will result into greater sales and better customer service. Compliments and feedback as received from any customer. So if any customer has given positive feedback about staff in an offered feedback form, or it's a verbal feedback when a customer meets the floor manager and he appreciates that, okay, this particular staff helped me buying, or this particular stock was not available, I gave my request to him, he arranged it from some other stores and he got this for me. So there is a positive feedback, that compliment and feedback has to be shared with the entire team. Any news about the organization or store, if there is a internal communication which has come in, internal communication or is an internal movement, or if there is a change in management, or if the company has done some customer activity or some social responsibility which has come into newspapers, that communication has to be shared with the store team. So basically it's internal and external communication about the organization, updating them which direction the company is moving in, that has to be done. Planogram related updation. So in case normally a planogram changes after 3 years of store operations, so that's not taken as a benchmark. Every company has a different set of rules to change the planogram. So in case if the store does not have a men's apparel section and it was only a ladies store, and now they have started to introduce a men's section, so there will be changes in planogram. So they might shift ladies section from left to right, and they can introduce men's section in the left. So if there is change in planogram, the floor manager will update and will initiate and start the process. Any new product information as received from buyer. So in case if there is a new product launch, the buyer will send details to the floor manager. The floor manager will ensure that he has requisite knowledge. He takes an update from the buyer, and then he goes ahead and downloads to the team member below his who are reporting to him. New staff introduction. Motivation levels to be generated among all the employees. In case if any new staff has joined, so the floor manager will introduce the new staff to the existing team. Motivation level to be generated among all employees. since the motivation decrease, motivation level of staff keeps on going up and down, he needs to ensure that the staff are engaged, motivation levels are motivation, staff is motivated by doing activities like team building, games, or probably if there is a festival, they probably have to, can have a rangoli competition, or somebody who comes in a traditional wear gets a prize, so there is a fancy dress competition, or there is a musical chair. So a lot of this activity motivation levels has to be done to engage staff and keep their motivation at high motivation levels at any given point of time. Birthday wishes to be conveyed. So before a team briefing starts, the floor manager with the help of HR manager knows if there is a staff birthday, if a staff has a birthday on that specific day, he or she ensures, the manager ensures that the staff is there, and everyone wishes that staff to make that person feel special on that specific day. Briefing sessions must be short, structured, informative, interactive, and well presented for effectiveness and to get the team focused, energized, and enthusiastic for the day's start. But normally, a team briefing should not go beyond 15 minutes. That's the ideal time. Within 15 minutes, the manager has to discuss previous day's target versus achievement, weekly target versus achievement, monthly target versus achievement. What are, if there are any observation changes which has happened, or is there is communication that has to be covered. Birthday wishes has to be communicated. If somebody has done well, feedback, customer feedback has to be shared. Positive feedbacks, negative feedback has to be shared. So this 15 minutes, it should not look like a person who's giving a lecture, because a team member or salesperson will get, since once you digress from the topic, the store staff will not focus on what they are supposed to do. So within this 15 to 20 minutes, they need to share figures, share targets, share feedback, finish every briefing, and ensure that the staff is motivated, energized, and ready to take on the daily task. Staff must be aware of product location and ongoing promotion. So if there is a new category which is launched, or which is a new product is launched, the staff must be aware of the location of the new product, or if there is a promotion going on, the staff needs to be briefed. So if there is a particular offer on a particular product where it is on buy one get one, either the product, buy one product has to be taped with the other product, or the staff should know that if one single product is built from the shelf, the free product will be available from the customer service desk or from any other location. So this awareness must be created by the floor manager. He has to brief the team about the offers well in advance. For product and promotion awareness, floor manager conducts treasure hunt during the morning briefings. So he plays a sort of game like a treasure hunt. When there the product and the promotion is kept as a treasure, and the staff goes, they hunts it, they goes out for a hunt, they get it, and then the awareness is spread. Randomly 10-15 products are selected, name of the product mentioned, and staff is asked to fetch the product to show others and speak about the features and benefits, price, promotion, offer, substitute, etc. The store manager asks a team member to go randomly to pick up 10-15 products, and once the staff is back, the respective staff is asked for the features, benefit, and advantages, which we call as fabbing. Fabbing stands for F for features, A for advantages, B for benefits. So the section staff knows what are the features, advantages, and benefits, and then he or she starts giving those brief educating to the customer. So if a men's department has an offer, the men's department will share the features, advantages, and benefit to the ladies staff, as well as to the kids section or to the food or an electronic section staff. So in that way, the entire store team is aware of the promotion which is going on. So even if a customer goes to electronic sections and queries about the offer in men's section, the staff at the electronic section is able to clear the customer's doubt. So this is how the promotions and offers are explained, and everyone in the store team is on same platform. Treasure hunt helps in confidence to face the customer while addressing any query. So as I said, since the all entire team is aware of the promotion happening in the men's team, so they can face the customer with confidence, and there will be no goof up. So the offer will be communicated to the customer as is, and customer will get confidence of the store that okay, the store team is aware, they are well aware of the offer, and he or she can go ahead and avail this offer and go ahead and buys the product. It creates excitement, fun and learning and improves team spirit. Since what happens, if just an example, if a team member from electronic section goes, gives the offer to a person, customer for the men's team, it builds into the team, it helps into team building. The overall results come as in sales, and it's fun, it's excitement, and it improves the team spirit. Store team and promoters ensure floor readiness as below, proper stacking with face-ups done as per the planogram. Since the planogram and the promo offer or promotional product is shared well in advance, the offer is promotion is shared well in advance, the display has to be accurate. All the product should be face up, or it should face the customer. Proper stacking, proper display has to be done as per the planogram. So the store staff before store opening ensures that the displays are proper and accurate as per the planogram. Availability of shelf tickets and also promo talkers. So if there is an offer or promotion for a particular product which is on a buy one get one, the staff ensures that the signage, there is a shelf talker. So normally when you keep a product on a shelf, there is a shelf talker which says, okay, this product is available for buy one get one. Or if a product which is available on flat 50%, the staff needs to ensure there is a shelf ticket which says, okay, this product, the name of the product is available for 50% off, or you can avail the buy one get one product. Now, since it's a buy one get one product, chances are it needs to be taped with the parent product or the same product. The same product needs to be taped, or there should be an announcement, or there should be the self talker should be saying, I will take collect a free gift from the customer service desk or the free gift counter. New arrival stock is displayed and highlighted properly. So in case if there is a season change in apparel or there is a new stock which has come, it has to be displayed and highlighted at the proper places which are aligned, which are assigned. Any out of stock product is noted for follow up with the buyer. So the floor manager takes around, he sees that any product is out of stock, he notes it down. Once the team briefing is done, he goes to the back office, he prepares the list of stocks which is not available, and then he sends it to the buyer or the merchandiser for replenishments. Expiry and near expiry products are removed from shelf. So when the floor manager takes a round, he needs to check any product which are nearing expiry. Basically, a dairy milk, dairy products, food products, every packed product has an expiry date. So he'll talk to the team leader or the section staff, and he'll check if there is any expiry products or which are nearing an expiry. He has to ensure that it's removed and it's sent back to the respective warehouse location, or as per the process laid down by the organization, or as per the standard operating procedure, the expiry products are taken care of. All shelves are clean and dust free. So when the floor manager takes a round while store opening and while before the briefing is done, he takes a round, he checks whether the dust, whether shelves are all clean and dust clean and dusted free. There should be no dust on it. Empty curtains, pallets, etc. are removed from the floor immediately. Empty curtains, so moment this happens normally in case of apparel and food, where the stock comes from the back stock, back warehouse, it comes on the floor, and the staff is displaying the stocks. They are removing it from the carton, putting it on the shelf. So before the store opens, the empty curtains has to be off the floor. So normally if the store is opening at 11, there should be no curtains on the floor. So that is removing empty curtains. Pellets, so there are normally for heavy merchandise, there is a pellets being used, there is a forceps, there are different mechanisms being used, there are trolleys used for pushing heavy stocks. If it's a food grain, all these forceps, the trolleys, the empty carton should be off the floor before 11 o'clock or before store trading time. So the floor manager should ensure all the floor is ready for the customer, and it should not have any cartons, pallets, etc. It should be removed from the floor immediately. All staff are present at the allocated position on store opening line. So once he takes a round, the briefing is done, he has to ensure that as per the manning, the staff is present, available in each respective department. Upselling and cross-selling, modern trade retails are self-service format where the customer shops for himself. Most of the regular sales happens unaided if the displays and signages are proper. Modern trade retail stores are self-service format where customer shops for himself. In most of the modern retail, there are signages kept. There are, in case there is an offer of buy one get one, the customer picks the product. If it's taped, So the customer, modern customer, is well versed. They know what a self-service store is. So when a customer comes in, he or she takes a trolley, they know what they are supposed to buy. So they go to the for an example, they go for a food section, so they want to check price of any particular product vis-a-vis a competitor product. They check the prices, they check the packing, and they pick it up. So that happens in food section. If a customer knows his or her shirt size or a denim size, or when he's aware of his waist size and he's keen on buying a mid-waist denim, so he or she goes to the section, he picks it up, goes to a trial room, tries, come back, and then only he takes help of staff for altering it. So in modern retail, mostly it's self-service. People are aware what they want to buy, and displays are good, size, entire size set is kept. So it's a basically a self-service thing. Most of the regular sales happen unaided if the displays and signage are proper. In case the customer is, if the size set is there or whatever products are available, most of the sales are unaided. The customer doesn't take help of any staff if the displays are proper and signage are proper. Customer seeks staff help for locating product or understanding features and benefits or promotional offer. So in case if a customer is not able to locate a product, he or she will approach the staff, and then he or she will inquire about the particular product. So once this is the only time the customer will avail the help of the staff, or probably he is not able to understand a offer or promotional offer, he or she will go to a staff, the customer will go to the staff, ask him what the promotion offer is about. This represents a good opportunity for sales closer and upsell and cross sell. So in case if there's an offer going on for a men's shirt, this is just an example. So staff can go ahead and pitch a matching trouser or a contrast trouser or whatever is going along with the shirt. He can go and pitch. He can also sell socks, handkerchief, belts, if these products are available. So he can always go ahead and upsell the products, and he can also suggest other things as well. So if it's an electronic store, probably he can, along with the TV, he can promote a home theater system or a DVD player. In case of ladies apparels, he can offer, the staff can offer, if a customer has only bought a top, so that top probably can go with a denim or it can go with legging as well. So there is opportunity for upselling and cross-selling. Probably a best example of upselling and cross-selling is when you go to a McDonald's. You will see that the staff will always try to sell you french fries or a soft drink or a cold drink, and probably he'll try to upsell and cross-sell using, he will ask you whether you want your burger with cheese or without a cheese. So that is what the restaurant QSRs, quick serving restaurants, do. Similarly, in retail environment, the staff needs to promote additional products which are going. So if there are socks, if a customer has come to buy shoes, then they can probably offer socks as well as they can offer, if they're selling shoe polish, they can do that as well. So these are the basically examples of upselling and cross-selling. Upselling is to influence and convince the customer to buy a bigger product or a premium pack. For example, a customer who picks up two bottles of 100 milliliter of Coca-Cola can be shared the current offer on 2-liter Coca-Cola so that customizes the higher value. This example is self-sufficient, it's self-explanatory. Helps in increasing average bill value for the store. Since a customer was going to buy two bottles of 500 ml, he is buying a 2-liter Coca-Cola bottle, which is helped in increasing average bill value of the store. Customer derives satisfaction out of value obtained through a better deal. Since the customer is getting a better deal, the satisfaction level will be much higher compared to what he would have perceived. Cross-selling is to suggest related products which generates additional sale and enhances bill value. For example, customers bought a 2-liter Coca-Cola can be shared on the ongoing offers on Aloo Bhujia 1 kg pack. Or a customer who has bought tea is guided to general merchandise category promotion set of tea cups and saucers. So for example, if a customer has bought 2-liter Coca-Cola can be shared on going offers on Aloo Bhujia 1 kg pack on customer who's bought tea from general guided. So if a customer has bought tea and he is looking for a tea set, then probably he or she can be guided to a general merchandise category section where he can pick up tea cups and saucers. Having bought a product, the customer is most likely to consider the other related products. So if a customer has bought cornflakes, the chances of he buying a Tetra Pak milk is much higher. Or in case he's bought a razor, the chances of he buying shaving cream or foam is much higher. So the basic product always has some or other products which are related to it, which and the flow manager should, the flow supervisor or the sales staff should try to help and tell customer and educate customers. This enhances the bill value and generates the additional sale for the store. Now probably chances are if a customer has bought a shaving razor blade and he is looking for a shaving cream or a foam, if there's an offer going on with along with a foam you get a razor free, chances are the sales staff should promote that offer where he is getting the free value as well, and it increases the satisfaction of the customer. So here we come to an end of this chapter wherein you have learned about the floor management, how a flow manager conducts briefing, how store is readied for the customer, and once these things are before the store openings, the briefing happens, the stocks is in place and the products are available, the staff is there to help you out, they start doing upselling, cross selling, they help the customer to get the offers, and which in turn gives a higher satisfaction to customers, and overall it increases the customer satisfaction level. Thank you.